Hello, Vet Blast podcast listeners. Did you know that you can earn CE credits with this podcast? After listening to the episode, head on over to dvm360.com/flex and then sign in or register for a free account. Then select podcast and follow the online prompts to claim your CE.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Well, this podcast has gone to the cats. We are feeling fine with the value of wellness testing and parasite prevention in cats. And we want to thank our sponsor here at Antech for supporting this great conversation. And also thank our wonderful colleague that's going to be joining us, Dr. Michelle Evanson in the house. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm so pleased to be here, Adam. Thank you. And I love that you've started with feeling fine.
Well, you cats to be kidding me, you know, so...
Perfect.
Right. I mean, really, we could keep going. I love this stuff. But to the listeners, we're going to be chatting a lot about topics related to spectrum of care and feline care and practical tips for communicating them with pet owners about these topics. And so a little bit of background about our great colleague here, Michelle. She serves as the Global Director for Veterinary Clinical Education for Antech, the Mars Corporation. She has worked in general practice, academia, and specialty clinical practice, and in the animal health industry. Michelle has published on numerous infectious diseases, antimicrobial stewardship, nutrition, spectrum of care, veterinary, and pet owner educated related topics. And she enjoys ferrying her two-legged and four-legged children to various activities and fulfilling most Canuck stereotypes. Love that.
Thanks, Adam.
Well,
wait till you look it up.
Right, I know. I'm going to have to. Okay, so well, we have VMX coming up, and it really feels like the entire veterinary world is gearing up for VMX. And it's, you know, I've been hearing a lot about the program that you're offering this year. And to the listeners, I was just chatting with her before we went on. And I was like, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I don't know which session to go to. They're all so good. So is it true that you're doing not one, but two big themes?
It is. And I'm really excited. One, that we have the faith of VMX to be able to support all this wonderful education. Of course, I'm a bit biased, but yeah, it is really fun to be able to have themes for these tracks. And one of them, of course, hence all the cat jokes, is focused on felines, right? And my kids always give me a hard time. They're like, Mom, you're always talking about dogs. Can you please talk about cats? So partly for my children, the two-legged version of that, but also partly because cats just don't always get the attention they deserve. And then, of course, the other theme that we have this year is one that I'm really, really excited about, and in part because I think we need this as a profession, and I certainly hear a lot about how we need this as a profession, is in and around spectrum of care.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. So let's talk a little bit further about that with spectrum of care. Is that the same, because sometimes you see it in the literature and in talks, is it the same as spectrum of care? Is spectrum of care the same as access to care? Or are those different?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I appreciate you asking it, because I do think that there is a lot of confusion in and around the definitions. What I usually say, Adam, is I don't care what anyone calls it. I just care that we're talking about it and that we're actually doing something about it. So spectrum of care is obviously something that I'm super passionate and so pleased to have support for providing education on the topic, to carry on from what we started building in 2024 when we had a number of talks on the topic. I think it's not a secret, and I think as a profession, we're all very aware that there's a crisis in the profession, and it's in and around access to care. And we're facing that. Frequently, it's around cost, right? Right? And I know, you know, both of us are clinicians. We've all been in that situation with a pet owner, right? And so many of us has, you know, veterinarians as well as technicians, big shout out to them too, where the owner isn't able to afford what we're recommending for that specific pet. And it leads to all sorts of things. Number one, I think of those as being moral distress. And it's time that we started talking about it. And we started coming up with some solutions for it. Spectrum of care also refers to not just costs, but also, again, this is partly why I like to use that particular term, because it also takes into account resource intensity and invasiveness of certain procedures, right? And sometimes that's not for every pet owner. It's not at the capability of every veterinary clinic to be able to offer that. And sometimes it's about, just getting to care, right? So as a Canadian and certainly in parts of the United States as well, it's not easy for pet owners to actually get to veterinary care, let alone specialist level veterinary care. And so some of it really is geographic access to care as well. So
Yeah,
that's some of that as well.
and I love that you're talking about all the different parts that fall under that umbrella of spectrum of care. And is there a particular aspect that you're going to be talking about at VMX highlighting this?
Yeah, thank you. And I think one of the things, and I feel very privileged to have been part of the spectrum of care movement, if you will, from the beginning, and also work with some truly amazing people and collaborators to build an elective course on spectrum of care and work to develop a spectrum of care toolkit specifically for general practitioners and also for veterinary students as they move out so that we can make them feel a bit more day one ready, which is another aspect of spectrum of care. And so I've worked with really wonderful people over the past year to do some speaking on the topic, specifically Jason Stahl, who brings in that wonderful evidence-based veterinary medicine aspect, and also Jason Koh, who is the VCA chair in relationship-centered care and just an aficionado, if you will, of communications. And so that's really what we're going to be coning in on at VMX this year, is highlighting how that toolkit of evidence-based medicine as well as communication can work to build spectrum of care so that GPs can actually feel really comfortable going back to their practices after coming to the talks to have these specific conversations in and around diagnostic options and how to slot those into having these shared decision-making conversations in and around spectrum of care.
I
And so
love that.
I'm really proud, one last thing, to be able to say that Holly Brown, as well as Jason Koh, will be specifically doing some of the sessions in and around talking feline wellness and also going through complex cases and incorporating that spectrum of care. And then again, I'm also really excited to have a big panel talk again with Jason, Jimmy Barr, Katie Krebs, and Kelly Mitchell in and around infectious disease testing and spectrum of care options. So a lot to feel good and excited about.
Well, you got the powerhouse of speakers there. My gosh.
It's super fun.
Yeah, that is going to be a really good panel. I mean, this is what I love about our profession. We collaborate and have these shared voices and opinions for the greater good of the profession. I mean, to the listeners, if you don't know who they are, please look them up. I mean, that is one to not miss. That is because to get them under one roof, because we're so busy, right? To get them all under one roof in one room to share and have this discussion, I think is phenomenal. So, wow, can't wait for that. I'm definitely going to that one. Okay, we have to circle back to cats because no one puts cats in a corner. Okay. So for the feline track, which by the way, I love that the talk is called Feline Fine. I love those puns. I've also heard you'll be presenting some exciting research in VMX's new and emerging innovation track and as part of your broader feline education track, which is awesome. So tell me a little bit about that research and why it's important for veterinary professionals.
Thanks, Adam. I feel really flattered that we were selected to present on this topic in this new track that VMX is having this year. And again, super excited to be able to tie that back into our feline-focused education theme. So we all know that cats aren't small dogs, right? That's been said many times before, and they just don't get that focus and education that I think we all kind of want because, cats are challenging, right? And so the topic that myself and my colleague Christian Lutniger will be presenting on for that session will be on feline Giardia. Yes, and I just saw you do what we all do, Adam, which is when Giardia is mentioned, is we all lean back, our shoulders go up, because Giardia is a bit of a
Yeah.
PETA, if you
Yes.
will, for all of us as clinicians, because it's such a common parasite for one, right? Like, and we'll be talking about that, because one of the things that's super exciting for me about my position is we get to, and I always pause here and say thank you, because we cannot do the research that we do and then share it back to inform the profession without having test results and fecal wellness testing come into us at the lab, right? And so Keyscreen now, our GI parasite PCR panel that we run for wellness testing for cats and dogs. We've had over 3 million samples submitted at this point since the test was first launched only a couple years ago. And we're really excited to be able to take those results and put a focus on some of the really fascinating things that we've been finding with cats, particularly around a common, very painful in some cases to deal with parasite like Giardia. And so we will be talking about our feline test results that we've had on Giardia, and also coming forward with some support materials for veterinarians to have these sometimes difficult conversations with pet owners in and around this particular test result finding when it comes.
Yeah, that's a really good one, because again, yeah, it's a little cringe when we talk about Giardia and cats and so forth, so it's nice that there'll be some research for you to share there. So okay, so we have that. What are some other topics that you and your colleagues will be covering related to feline wellness?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, it was hard to choose, to be
Yeah.
honest. But I think what I'm going to do is actually, I'll pause for a minute and talk about how our sessions really, and you and I were talking about this at the
Yes.
beginning before we hit record, is how our sessions I think are really different from any of the other ones that we'll see veterinarians and technicians at VMX. And I think again, it's because we believe so strongly in providing options, right? And really in and around that shared decision making within the practice, but also specific to how veterinarians have these conversations with pet owners. And so Holly and Jason will really be leaning into communication, because I think, this kind of goes back to Giardia too. Part of the reason Giardia makes us cringe is because it's hard to have that conversation with a pet owner. And I think that's true almost across the board. Sometimes it feels like the medicine part can be easy as a veterinarian, but the communications piece where we're having that conversation with a pet owner, well, I think I know for myself, I can always use tips on that. And I think that's true for a lot of us. And so our sessions will be really very similar to what you and I are doing now, but very much a conversational style where you'll see a panel of speakers with different perspectives, because it's never black and white, right? To really bring a lot of these topics forward, these different perspectives. And it doesn't mean they're necessarily all going to agree. And that's cool too, right? Like that's reality. And so again, really have help about how to support and have these challenging medically, tough to diagnose, or just plain difficult to talk to pet owners about topics. And so, for example, in our feline ID potpourri session, we'll have another panel of experts. I know I can't help myself.
That's
So,
okay.
an internist like Julia Vare, two boarded veterinary practitioners like Katie Krebs and Kate Craig Pryor, who used to be president of CAPC, and also Brad Ryan, who has that master's in public health, because again, a lot of these conversations are about zoonotic disease. And they're going to talk about tough topics like ringworm, for example, which, I saw you cringe again there,
Yeah.
Trichomonas, and also emerging threats like Cytoxazoon felis. And so, again, just a little sampler of what you're going to see up on stage at VMX.
Well, you talked about CAPC. We have to be talking about feline heartworm, I'm assuming too, right?
You got it. And that's where this gets really exciting, right? Because we can really take what is coming and is new, because of course the American Heartworm Society guidelines were recently updated with cats in mind. And so one of the really big changes when that came out late last fall is in and around heartworm testing. And so one of the sessions will focus specifically on heartworm testing in cats, what that looks like in the clinical day-to-day, and also again in around spectrum of care and options for testings that are available, and how to have those conversations with pet owners. Because we talk about conversations with pet owners. When you bring in cat owners, that even ups the ante further.
Yeah. It's such a good point to bring up because talking about, I would say just personally for me, I think talking about feline heartworm is one of the biggest challenges about feline parasites. It's a tough, I'm using air quotes here to listeners like sell because they're always saying my cat's indoors. I'm trying to keep them free from everything. So I'm really curious now that we have the new AHS guidelines out there too. Like there's going to be a lot of questions, good questions out there, I think. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it too, and I'm
Yeah.
glad to hear you say that because that's something that I've identified as well, is how do you have those conversations to make those recommendations and get uptake? So again, the medicine part, easy, right? If the
Right.
American Heartworm Society comes out and says this is what we should be doing, like I for one am not going to be arguing with that. But practically, how do you explain that to a cat owner? How do you have them do it? And then how do you communicate the results? And so we're delighted to have Craig Pryor, who has, and he will talk about this, amazing compliance when he was in practice and how that worked for him, so that again, everyone that comes can take those pearls back to their own house, so to speak, and
Yes.
feel a lot more comfortable having those chats.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we definitely need those digestible sound bites, so it's going to be good. Okay, I was peeking at the track and I happened to see that your final session is on cancer diagnostics and innovation. So tell me about this one and why I thought it was important to include as part of the educational offerings this year at VMX.
Thanks, Adam. I agree. I couldn't agree more. I was really excited to include that. And similar to the others, it will again be a conversation style, a panel talk, where we'll have Jimmy Barr, we'll have a clinical pathologist, Sarah Beatty, we'll have an oncologist, Jennifer Wilcox, all of them, discussing. Oh, and not to be left out, we'll also have a radiologist, Diane Wilson, there as well, because of course, all of these are aspects of oncology for us in our day to day as practitioners, right? Like looking at radiographs, staging, screening is now a new thing that we have the ability to do as well when it comes to oncology. And I think a lot of us feel unsure. We're also going to try to keep it very practical and focus on the most common cancers that general practitioners see in practice. Walk through what diagnostics are available, how to have conversations around them, and also talk specifically about cost. I know that there's been a lot of change and it's tough to keep up. It's tough for me. It's even harder when your day is jam-packed with appointments. And so I'm excited about that one. And it's a really lovely way for us to end VMX.
And you bring up a great point too, because this year is all about customizable care that the pet owners want, need, look it up, research it. And when we're talking about cancer diagnostics and innovations and detections, like this is exactly what they're looking up. You know, what are some things that I could be more proactive than reactive for? And I'm really going to look forward to that session as well when you talk about cancer diagnostics with that. So that's good.
I'm excited too.
I need to know, how did you get all of these speakers coordinated? Because it is coming from the conference world myself, I could just imagine how challenging that must be. But I really have to say this, I'm probably speaking for the listeners. Thank you, really. Thank you for coordinating this and putting such an incredible stellar list of rock stars in our profession with incredible content. I mean, this is going to be one heck of a track. Really good.
I'm super excited. And as always, we try really hard to listen to what our
Yes.
veterinarians are telling us. Our consultation team at Antech speaks to over 800 veterinarians a day. And I take that feedback into account when I try to build these education tracks, right? So that we can do exactly that, respond to what they tell us they need most in their day to day. So
Right.
I hope not only will people come, but I really hope that people will hit me as hard as they want after so that we can keep making it better and better every year.
Yeah, I think you're going to be the Taylor Swift of VMX.
I'll have to get my teenagers to help me with my wardrobe. That's
Yeah,
true.
I'm telling you, you're going to need like ringworm bracelets instead of friendship bracelets.
Well, I think I might steer away from any ringworm rings, bracelets, or otherwise.
Right. No, seriously, fantastic. Well, we're really looking forward to this. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Michelle, and have a great time at VMX. This is fantastic.
Thanks, Adam. And I'm wishing you the same. And oh, thanks again for your time. This was a real treat.
Of course. Thank you to Antech for supporting this great conversation and for a great track that they're going to be having. To the listeners, if you want to learn more about it, just head on over to the VMX website. They have all the session descriptions and information available for you to check out what the great track that the folks of Antech are putting together this year for the 2025 VMX. So, on behalf of our friends at Antech and Michelle and myself, Adam, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to claim your CE credit for listening to this podcast via dvm360.com/flex, where you can register or log in to your free account. Then select Podcast CE and follow the online prompts. We hope you enjoyed the episode. See you next time. And remember, always stay pawsome.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.